You're listening to a Big Finish production.
A policeman's lot is not... Oh, hello. Ow.
Hello.
Oh, what?
Sorry to startle you. I've been assigned to Totter's Lane, temporarily. WPC Pond.
Oh, right. Well, it's the first I've heard. Are you on your own, miss?
A new initiative. Girl power, the Home Secretary calls it.
Does he? Is that a standard uniform?
Oh, yes. It was my mother's, apart from the hat.
I suppose I should check back at the station.
No need for that.
Oh, what's that? Perfume?
Eau de Forget. Made by priests, but they like to keep quiet about it. It's a silent order.
What?
Oh, don't you worry, Constable. Trot off back to the station. I'm taking over this beat. Just for a while. And that, boys and girls, is why you should never ask a Borgia on a second date.
Come on.
Miss Sol.
Hello, Susan. More questions?
I was wondering, you talk about the courts of the Medicis and the Borgias almost as if you were there.
Well, I like to bring my subject to life.
This was supposed to be a geography lesson.
Oh, history, geography. In my experience, there's a lot of overlap.
Earlier today, you mentioned the 1970s.
Did I? Oh, it was a slip of the tongue. Probably 1870s.
And something about a space shuttle?
Now, was that literature or history? I get my Asimovs and Romanovs confused, especially when I've planned a week's worth of lessons with barely any notice.
Really, Miss Song, you are funny.
Not exactly the desired effect. How are you finding things? You might have a few months' start on me, but I do know what it's like to be new.
I like it here. I want to learn.
And what more can a school teacher ask? Hello. Lloyd Walker. Miss Wright's form. Am I correct?
Yes, miss.
How can I help?
I was looking for Susan, miss, to see if she's walking back with us. We go the same way.
Oh, he's keen. Go on, Miss Foreman. I shan't keep you any longer. See you tomorrow.
Good night.
Youngsters.
Don't run.
They're leaving school for the day. Who can blame them?
First week back after half term. It can be a little daunting.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine. Just don't smile until Christmas.
Oh, no, I mean... You're joshing with me, aren't you? What I mean is, how are you getting along as the new girl, Miss Song?
Don't worry. I'm used to diving in at the deep end. And not so much of the girl, if you please. I'm a doctor.
Sorry, Dr. Song. I didn't mean to offend.
It's Ian, isn't it? Call me River.
Really? An unusual name. Almost Romany.
I come from an unusual family. We travel a lot.
Supply teaching, eh? I've not come across it before.
It's a new thing. I'm parachuted in. Could be a different place every week.
Really? Don't think I could manage that.
Oh, I'm sure you'd cope.
Listen, I know it's a school night, but a few of us are going for a drink. The Red Lion is not far.
Celebration or commiseration?
A bit of both, but mainly relief. You'd be very welcome. Unless you have somewhere else to be.
It doesn't get dark for a while. Oh, why not? I'd be delighted.
Your tonic water, Miss Wright.
Thank you, Mr. Newbold. Would you like to sit here?
Thank you. A shame Mr. Parsons can't join. He's been very busy lately. Staffing headaches. We'd rather hoped this term would improve, but no, we still can't find anyone permanent to fill Mr. Oakhurst's position.
A headmaster's work is never done. He must be glad of all your help in the office.
I'm happy to help.
No regrets about retiring from the coalface?
It's easier keeping the files in order than children.
Actually, I wanted to ask. One of the new pupils, she seems rather different.
Odd, you mean? That's a modern teenager for you.
No, it's not that. Her behaviour is...
Barbara, Ernest, I brought reinforcements.
Hello there.
Good evening, Dr. Song.
Shall I get them in?
We're all right for drinks.
Oh, then allow me. Ian, now let me guess. You're a pint of mild kind of a chap.
Well, yes.
Good. I expect the cocktail menu isn't up to much. Shall be a mo.
She's very bold.
Miss Song came highly recommended across a wide range of subjects.
Dr. Song, actually. Apparently she's a doctor.
Ian, we were just talking about you-know-who.
Oh, yes. Barbara thinks there might be issues at home.
I don't know anything about the family. Are there problems? Her being new to the area, having trouble fitting in.
She has said some strange things in lessons.
What's that? Kids complaining about me already?
Oh, no. We're talking about a pupil.
Your pint and a ginger ale for me.
That was quick.
Oh, I know how to get noticed at a bar.
No cocktails?
No. I've got work this evening. So, who's giving you cause for concern?
Actually, she was in your geography class.
What's her name?
Paige. Sheila Paige.
Come on! Have a go! I'm going to take off in a minute. Up to the sun!
Hey, Sheila! Don't swing so high. Don't sound too solid.
Oh, you're no fun, Lloyd. Susan? What about you?
No, thank you. I should be getting back.
What's wrong with you? Don't you want some excitement?
Shall I give you a roundabout to push?
Go on, then.
There we go!
Thank you. I do find this very strange. Physics used for recreation.
Don't you have playgrounds where you come from?
No, not really.
Must be too posh. Not like Birmingham. I'm supposed to have family there, but no one ever found them. That's why I got moved here.
It can't be that difficult. It's not a big place.
There must be a million people living there.
Exactly. Not very many at all.
You're weird, Susan.
Am I? I don't mean to be.
No, sorry. That came out wrong. I mean, you're funny. That's why I like you.
It'll be dark soon. I should get back.
Hey! Look at me!
Sheila, don't jump!
Wow! Oh, that was wild.
You could have broken your neck.
Come on, Lloyd. Live a little. What about you, sweet Susan? Fancy jumping into space?
I don't know why you cause such a fuss all the time. It only makes people look at you.
It passes the days.
We've been here less than a week and every teacher knows who you are.
Good. I want them to remember me. I'm no wallflower, not like sweet Susan.
I prefer to keep myself to myself. We shouldn't really make waves, Grandfather says.
Granddad? At least you've got someone looking out for you. Maybe you'll toughen up when he pops his clog.
Hey, Sheila. That's not nice.
I'm not nice. I'm going through the woods. You coming?
You worried about it getting dark, Susan? I'll walk you back.
You too. Lloyd likes the good girls.
Leave it, Sheila.
Do what you want. I'll see you at home.
Don't be late. You know what happens.
Will she be all right?
Well, she usually is. Come on, we'll go the nice way, by the canal.
What does she mean? Grandfather doesn't even have any clocks.
Well, that's me. Not long till the weekend.
It's only Wednesday, Ernest.
Please don't ruin my illusions, Miss Wright. Good night, all.
I'll be right behind you. Good night.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Are you off too, River? Did you say you were working?
Unfortunately, yes.
Stay for another doctor song.
Thank you, but I need to clock on before it gets dark.
When you said you had work to do, I thought you meant marking books. I'm starting to think it isn't that simple.
It's more of a night shift.
A second job?
I'd rather Mr. Newbold didn't find out. I help out at the local police station for a few hours each evening.
Filing?
Among other things.
How very enterprising. Yes, well, if you're new to London, it can be a struggle to make ends meet.
Just be careful not to burn yourself out.
Oh, no chance of that. I like it hot. See you in the staff room. I expect biscuits.
She's quite a dynamo. A real tonic to have around.
Yes, isn't she?
You're right. It is nice along here.
Yeah. If you take that snicket, it cuts through to the end of your road. Look at that. Two bounces.
Oh, I see. You're trying to make the stone skim the surface. That's not too challenging. It's all about choosing the right shapes. Then, it's simply a matter of calculating trajectory and speed.
Wow. I've never seen that before. Four skips.
Let's try five.
You don't mind too much, do you? Being different? Being on the outside?
No, I'm used to it.
Me too.
You? Why?
Isn't it obvious?
Not really. You're good at sports, funny, reasonably intelligent.
Gee, thanks. Reasonably. And I'm black.
You mean your skin pigmentation. People worry about that.
What? Oh, I take it back. You are weird, Susan Foreman.
Woohoo! Is something there? What is that?
Thank you, Lloyd. I can manage the rest of the way myself.
You're sure? You don't mind?
Anyone would think you don't want to go home.
And anyone would think you don't want me to meet your granddad. Anyway, it's hard calling that place home. Me and Sheila, we don't really have homes. We've been moved around a lot.
I know more about that than you might think. You see, Grandfather and I, we had to leave the place where we lived.
Look, isn't that...
Miss Song?
Ah, you too. I thought you'd be indoors by now. And it's Miss Pond when I'm in uniform.
You're a policewoman?
10 out of 10 for observation, Master Walker. You caught me moonlighting. Not a word to the head, eh?
Miss Pond, not Song.
Family name.
Are you even allowed to do this?
Excuse me. Duty calls. You should both get along home. It's late.
What was that thing?
sorry, Lloyd. I should go. She's right. It's getting dark and Grandfather doesn't like people coming to the house.
Any people? Or people like me?
What? Oh no. He's not like that at all. He's just private.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Lloyd? I said I could get here on my own. Lloyd? Grandfather? Is that you? Grandfather!
Hello, hello, hello. What's all this then? Not in the mood for a chat? Come to me. Oh, sharp claws. Oh, you like my scent, do you? Aha, thought you might. Does that give you pause for thought? You weren't expecting Villengard weapons technology on 20th century Earth. Well, you know what I always say. If in doubt, shoot it! Armored carapace, resistant to photon blasts. Noted. Well, it was worth a shot.
Shop is you running? It's really, really no good. No good at all.
Hello? Who's there? What do you want?
I might very well ask you the same question, young...
Oh, no. Don't worry. You can go about your business. I'm all done here.
Yes, might I ask what you were doing on private property?
I had reports of a disturbance.
I find that hard to credit. Reports? From whom?
A concerned passerby.
Well, that may be the case, Constable, but I can assure you everything is quite in order here now, so please be on your way.
Of course. I'm happy to serve the public. Advice and assistance is obtainable immediately. Officers and cars respond to all calls. You know the kind of thing.
What's that? What are you talking about? Advice and assistance? Are you attempting to mock me, young woman?
Not so much of the young tiger. Not compared to you.
What was that? The ratty thing is sticking.
Here, allow me. Pull to open. Doesn't work on everything, you know.
Yes. Now, be off with you. I am quite capable of looking after my own affairs.
Oh, you are going to pay for that, Sunshine. In another 10 lives or so. Well, that's what we call aerobics. It'll be all the rage when you lot hit middle age. You'll thank me then. And say hi to Mad Lizzie, won't you?
That was fun, Miss Song.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Susan, are you all right?
Last night, I heard noises in Totter's Lane. A creature. It didn't seem native to this place.
Are you saying you heard some kind of wild animal?
Not just heard. I sensed something too. Something that doesn't belong here in time and space.
What do you mean by that?
I believe you know exactly what I mean, Miss Song.
Ah, you're very astute, Miss Foreman.
You're not from here either, are you? You know things.
Well, so much for keeping a low profile. All right. We may both be visitors to, let's say, Coal Hill School, but neither of us wants to advertise that fact.
I always have to be careful. Grandfather says.
And the doctor's right. He knows the universe can be a dangerous place. If you let slip the fact that you're special, then you attract attention. If I know about you, then so will others.
Do you know Grandfather?
I know that he can be worth listening to, occasionally. Pompous young fool.
Young? Oh, no, you don't know him at all.
Not yet. Let's say I met him at a different stage in his life.
Why are you here, Miss Song?
Away from here, far away from here, I move in circles which some might find unsavoury. And I heard something very worrying in one of those circles. An offer of a bounty. I came here to head them off. That's all you need to know. And the doctor, he shouldn't know anything at all.
But if it's dangerous here...
No, you're safe in daylight. That much I have worked out. It only hunts after sundown. So run home, lie low for a...
Why? What's the danger? Shouldn't we leave now?
No, don't do that. Not yet. It's trickier than I thought, but I will deal with it. 1960s London isn't exactly awash with dimensional phase technology, but I'll manage. Susan, do you trust me?
Yes. I don't know why, but I do.
Then please, don't say anything about this to your grandfather. Just take care. And take care of him too.
Barbara?
Ian, how was your day?
Could have been better. Have you seen River? She had her class running experiments in C3. Goodness knows what. My test tubes and Bunsen burners were left in a complete mess.
Really? Pass me those exercise books, would you?
And the storeroom. I can't find anything. It's all topsy-turvy.
Sheila was even more disruptive today. I don't know what's got into her.
I didn't notice her. Hold on. Sheila Page was off sick today. That's what Lloyd Walker told me.
No, she was here first thing this morning.
So she's played truant for the afternoon. Silly girl. Did she think we wouldn't notice?
We very nearly didn't. It's so easy for children like her to slip through the cracks. Ian, I was thinking, perhaps we should go and talk to her family.
Isn't that something the office should deal with? Besides, right now, I need to find River and get my laboratory back to normal.
Dr. Song was taking gym class. I'm surprised you didn't hear her down the hall.
All right, I'll catch you up. See you for a drink later.
No, I said I was thinking of going to... Don't worry. I'll take care of it myself.
Come.
Mr. Newbolt, is the headmaster in?
No, he's out, interviewing.
Oh. I was hoping to have a word about one of the new pupils, Sheila Page. I wanted to ask about her family.
She's staying with Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell. Quite a few of their charges have been through our doors over the years.
Mitchell? Oh, the foster carers. I have heard about them, yes.
Has the girl been causing mischief? I'll let Mr. Parsons know. It wouldn't be the first time he's had a word with the Mitchells about their waifs and strays.
Sheila Page seems particularly troubled. I can't quite put my finger on it. Perhaps I should speak to them myself. Do you have the address in your files?
Sorry, Miss Wright. I'd need approval from the headmaster to give out that information.
Only it is rather urgent. I believe she skipped classes today. Mr. Chesterton's and Miss Song's. Don't we have a duty of care if children leave the premises?
Well, once they're outside the gates, we can't really control what they get up to. Actually, you've reminded me. Oh, about Miss Song. There was a peculiarity in one of her references. I left it on Mr. Parsons' desk, but I could take a look myself. Save him the trouble.
L.M. Markham Meadows. Rachel, there's the address. Yes, I don't envy him. The paperwork.
Here it is. Most peculiar. A reference from St. Andrews. Professor Grimsdottir.
Unusual name. Icelandic, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But the only college member with that name is currently an undergraduate.
How odd. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Sorry, I couldn't help, Miss Wright.
It's an impressive left hook, Dr. Song. The right one's not half bad, too. I wouldn't want to tangle with you on a dark night.
Oh, you never know. Could be fun.
Well, I meant...
I need to keep my reactions sharp.
Yes, C6 can be a handful. Oh, that looks nasty.
What?
The scratch on your arm.
Oh, well, it's a disagreement with Mr. Tibbles.
Is he at the school? I don't think I know him, Mr.
It's my cat.
Yes, of course, a cat.
Was there something else, Ian?
Classroom C3, my laboratory. Sorry to bring it up, but it's in rather a mess.
Oh, we did get a little carried away investigating molecular bonds.
I wouldn't mind, only I need that equipment first thing tomorrow.
I was planning to clean it up overnight.
Right. Only some of it is rather delicate.
Oh, don't worry. I have a delicate touch. We could both take a look now, if you like. I wouldn't mind you keeping me back after class to help out with chemistry. Chemistry's ever so important. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Chesterton?
Well, I am...
Miss Song, here you are.
You were looking for me, Mr. Newbold?
Yes. I'm afraid there are issues with your references. Very serious issues.
I'm sure it must be an oversight.
One of your referees appears to be rather earlier in her academic career than you indicated.
Oh, sorry. That's the trouble when you fill out these forms in a rush.
So, I dug further into your curriculum vitae and uncovered a few other irregularities.
I can assure you, I've worked at only the finest academic institutions.
St. Clair's Academy of Henley-on-Thames closed its doors just before the war. And St. Trinian's is entirely fictional.
What are you saying, Ernest? Dr. Song has no credentials at all?
Precisely.
But I've seen her teach. She's... unorthodox, yes, but the students love her.
Look, I'm sure we can sort this out. I'll pop along to your office, Mr. Newbold. Let me just fetch my things first.
I'm afraid I have no choice but to suspend you immediately, pending a full and proper investigation. Could I ask you to escort Miss Song from the school premises, Mr. Chesterton?
This isn't fair, Newbold. There must be some mistake.
Clearly, there is. And until it is rectified, I cannot permit this person to continue teaching at Coal Hill School.
Don't worry, Ian. I'll leave. It's easier.
River, wait. I want to help.
I'm not sure that you can. It's my own fault. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And I had to get here rather quickly.
What's happened? Are you in some kind of trouble?
I'd rather not talk about it.
I won't take that for an answer, I'm afraid. You know what solves most things?
Go on.
A drink and a chat in the snug of the Red Lion.
On.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yeah? Who wants to know? Oh, you're not from the council, are you?
No, I'm from Coal Hill School. Barbara Wright.
Oh, no. What have the little tow rags done now? They set off the fire alarm again.
Nothing like that. Not yet. Can we talk?
Oh, I suppose.
Are you going to invite me in?
Do I have to? Look, your job is to keep them in order when they're in school. Mine's to keep them fed, give them a bed for the night.
Really, Mr. Mitchell, your responsibilities involve considerably more than that. I'd say food and board is the bare minimum.
Would you now? Who are you? Some hoity-toity do-gooder? Go back to school and do your job.
Do yours, Mr. Mitchell. You have been entrusted with the welfare of these children. They are not simply a source of income to keep you in luxuries.
That's enough. Sling your hook. Get out of it!
Mr. Mitchell!
I said, get lost.
Well, really, you haven't heard the last of this. Oh, some people. Hello? Who's there? Awful night. Dark already. And fog's coming in.
Where were you? You vanished in that fog.
Yeah, you gotta be sharper than that to catch me. Sometimes I feel like I can melt away in the dark.
Oi, you two, what time do you call this?
Sorry, sir.
I thought you liked having the house to yourself.
That's enough cheek from you, madam.
What's for tea? I'm starving.
Toast. That's all that's left.
Oh!
Before you go upstairs, I had one of your busybody teachers round just now, Miss Wright.
Oh.
I don't care what you do when you're through those school gates, so long as you stay there and show your face in lessons.
I do my best, Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, yes. It's not like you're going to be the next Prime Minister, is it, Lloyd?
Leave him alone.
Am I hearing right? Did you just tell me what to do?
Yeah, I said
ignore her, Mr. Mitchell. You know what she's like. Come on, Sheila. We've got homework to do.
You go up. I'll get us some toast.
All right.
Good. Keep your noses clean. I don't want that school on my back. Do you want to be taken away? Go back to one of them homes up north? Or worse, end up out on your ear on the streets?
No.
I didn't catch that.
No, sir.
Oi, you're like a wild animal.
I hate this house. I hate you.
Oh, I've had it up to here with her. Get down here and apologise.
No.
What's all that racket? I'll make sure you little hooligans are sorry. You see if I don't.
Anything you need, River. I'll speak to the union.
Thanks, but I don't think it would help. Don't worry. This was only ever a flying visit. I'm already more involved than I should be.
I know. When you start helping these kids, it's hard to take a step back.
I wasn't just talking about the children.
Oh.
Well, I should be making tracks. To the station.
At least you've one other job to tide you over.
I thought I'd find you here.
Barbara, what happened? You look as white as a sheet.
I went to the house.
On your own?
Hold on. What house?
We said we were worried about Sheila Page.
Sheila?
I met Mr. Mitchell, her supposed foster carer. Lloyd Walker lives there too.
I know them. They both seem to have latched on to the other new girl.
Outsiders sticking together. Safety in numbers. Children are pack animals, really.
How much do they really have in common, I wonder?
You shouldn't have gone on your own, Barbara.
Ian, I'm quite capable of speaking to a parent. Although, it has to be said, Mitchell didn't really want to listen.
I'll get you a brandy.
What did this Mitchell actually do?
He gave me a mouthful of abuse and sent me on my way. He slammed the door in my face.
Well, I bet you gave as good as you got, eh, Babs?
Yes, I suppose I did.
I imagine a tongue lashing from Barbara White is quite something.
Well, I don't know about that, Dr. Song.
River, please.
Yes, of course. It's a lovely name.
Tell me, have you noticed anything else strange about those two, Lloyd and Sheila?
They just seem to be having a difficult time. It's why I do this. I want to help children fulfill their potential, regardless of where they came from.
You care, Barbara.
I do.
Don't ever stop.
You play the fool, Dr. Song. But you've the most extraordinary wisdom in your eyes. I feel I trust you.
So the most perceptive people tell me. What's your story, Barbara?
Me? London born and bred. I always wanted to travel. That's why history's so important to me. I had a book on Captain Cook when I was a girl. It all stemmed from there. It's wonderful how reading about times and places can transport you to Rome, to all the European cities down the ages, across the world. I always wanted to visit South America, see ruined temples.
Who knows? One day you might.
On a teacher's salary? I don't think so. Ah, Ian.
Drink that. I'll go and see this Mitchell fellow myself. What's the address?
No, Ian. You're not going on my behalf.
Neither of you should. Stay here and let me handle it.
No. You're not going to do this for me either, River.
But I could use my contacts from the station.
No. I started this, so I'm going to finish it. Come along then, both of you. Shall we go and take care of our charges?
Mr. Mitchell, open up.
Wait, Ian, look. The lock's broken.
What's happened? Did someone break in?
They might still be here.
No, I'm not so sure. You should both wait outside.
No, if you're going in, so am I.
Ian, do you ever do as you're told?
I've yet to meet the person who can make him.
What are you talking about? You're just as bad.
Very well. It looks like we're searching the house together then. Shall we get on?
The bedrooms are clear. Anything down there?
Living room too. Place is a mess.
I'd say the Mitchells left in a hurry.
Do you think your visit might have spooked them?
I suspect Mr. Mitchell is only in it for the money. It wouldn't surprise me if he'd left town for a few days, to avoid any repercussions.
That doesn't explain the front door.
It's probably best if you two alert the relevant authorities.
Are you sure? I shouldn't even know this address.
Too late to worry about that now. There are two children who could be in danger.
Of course. You're quite right. We should speak to the emergency services. Isn't one of the school governors on the council? Children's Services, Elsie Fairbrother.
It's no good us all staying here. Listen, I'll speak to the police. Let me make a phone call.
Good idea. Let's see if we can get hold of Mrs. Fairbrother, Barbara.
River, we'll meet you at the police station.
Sorry, you two, but you're not ready to see what I found upstairs. Or to see this. Now then, let's have a proper look around the place. In here. Lloyd! What happened?
I came from nowhere. A thing. I don't understand. It got them.
Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell, I presume. Nothing human did that.
What was it? Some kind of monster? Where's Sheila?
I don't know. You're going to have to be very brave and very sensible, Lloyd, and think where she might be. Now, wait here. Look at you. Something fed on you extra-dimensionally, broke your atoms apart so you barely exist in this universe. An energy feeder. A hunter from another dimension. Is that what I'm dealing with? Okay, let's spare the coroners of Shoreditch and send your remains to the vortex. Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell, unpleasant specimens of humanity you might have been, but you didn't deserve that. Rest in peace. And where's Sheila Page? I need to up my game and make sure the hook is baited.
Miss Song! Someone's trying to get in! Downstairs! At the back!
No, the shed's empty.
And the kitchen door's locked. It was worth a try anyway. I can't help feeling we're missing something.
You two! You can't leave well enough alone, can you?
Miss Wright? Mr. Chesterton?
And look who I found cowering in the airing cupboard.
Lloyd! What happened?
They're gone. Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell.
We were right. Dodging responsibility.
What about Sheila?
Well, Lloyd's given me some ideas about where she might be. I'll tell the boys at the station.
Lloyd, what did you see? What caused all the damage?
Let's ease off the questions for now, shall we? He's had a shock. You should all go home.
No. Not until I know for certain what happened here. I'll wait for the police.
I'll wait with you, Barbara.
Oh, for goodness. In that case, I suggest we adjourn to the Red Lion. It's only round the corner. We shouldn't get in the way of any investigation.
What about Lloyd?
He can have a fizzy pop.
I mean, where's he going to spend the night?
You should get on to your Mrs. Fairbrother. Call her from the pub! That phone's dead.
Where are you going?
I'll fetch the police. Show them the way.
Don't you want a torch? It's pitch dark and the fog's coming down.
Got one. Look after Lloyd. I'll catch you up. I know what you're looking for, but now I've confused you. Right. Well, near enough. You had a taste last night. There's more prey here than you bargained for. No snacking. You get off this world. Oh, hide and seek, is it?
River? Is that you?
Oh, no.
Where are you? I thought I had...
Ian! Get back inside!
I can't leave a lady out in the cold at night. I know you won't approve, but I'm far too old-fashioned for that.
All right, so I'm doing this the hard way. Don't worry, Ian. I'm on my way to you now.
There you are. Can't see a thing in this fog. Barbara's waiting with Lloyd. We should join them.
Of course. Why not? Anything you like, on me. Here, take this. Laters!
Are you sure? Is that a £10 note? Two!
Ian, I was beginning to wonder where you were.
Look what River gave me. Don't remember the last time I saw one of these.
She can't be that badly off. Where did she go?
Meeting her station colleagues, I expect. Look at this place. Almost empty.
The weather must have put people off. Anyway, it means the landlady wasn't too busy to take Lloyd upstairs. She'll sit him in front of her television set until someone can collect him.
Violet's good like that. Well, once she comes back, we'll have something to warm us up.
I know you're out here. You got my scent last night. I made sure.
Miss Song? I don't quite know what's going on.
Show yourself. Your real self. Not just your day wear.
I hear a voice from far away. I'm scared. It makes me angry.
You poor thing. It's possessing you. How long?
It started out at the last place I was living. Metal fences. Sign said, keep out. I was exploring somewhere I shouldn't.
Oh, we're all guilty of that.
There was this thing. Like a train carriage. All shiny and bright.
That was its ship.
Ship? I can't understand. Ah!
There you are. You need an interface in this dimension to manifest, and you need it to be dark.
Elagia burns. Underneath the human cloak until darkness falls.
This dimension's sunlight is poison. You're using a human host to anchor you so you can lie dormant in the day, then exit her sleeping form at night to creep through the fog.
Even at rest, I feel the girl's experience. She senses my presence but does not know. Perfect stalking camouflage.
What about the bodies in the house? Hardly subtle.
Her emotions are powerful. Anger, isolation, a desire to lash out.
Oh, that's teenagers for you.
Those human lives were there for the taking. I wanted to feed.
Sounds like you're not in complete control.
It is enough. My host is close to the youngling. That one is easy prey. But with cunning, I will also catch the other.
It all seems a hell of an effort for one job.
It pays extremely well.
Who's your sponsor? I saw the bounty posted in Maldivar's. I was quite tempted myself.
They are imprisoned in another dimension. And they are very, very hungry. Ravenous.
Okay, you came to Earth. Found an unwary host. What did Sheila say? She found your ship in a scrapyard? A rubbish tip?
A quarry. It is your precious talent, Lord, who hides in junkyards.
Oh, you do know who he is. What he'll become.
Now he is vulnerable. Quite a prize for my masters. Young Time Lord. So much regeneration energy.
And what about me?
Yours is drained. But you are still worth something to them. A taster.
Well, no one calls me an hors d'oeuvre and gets away with it. You down. Electroplasma net. It'll focus my signal. Looks like I already did. Now, to send you back to where you came from without harming Sheila. Dimensional expulsion. I need to find the right frequency.
This will not hold me for long.
No. I just need it to hold you for long enough.
Well, a ginger ale's gone flat. What's happening out there?
I'm sure River can take care of herself. Police business, probably.
I should go and check.
Ian.
Oh, Ian. I wanted something to eat. Nuts? Pork scratchings? No, actually, the craving's gone.
What have you been doing out there?
It's best if everyone stays indoors.
What's that noise? An alarm?
Unexploded bomb. 1960s? That's plausible, isn't it?
Really? I remember my uncle telling me about a doodle bug coming down in 44. Took out the whole of the next street. Luckily, it was Aunt Peggy's birthday, so everyone
Fascinating!
Was...
Ian, what's going on?
Come and sit down. I'll tell you, but we don't want to cause a panic.
Bench across the doors. Should keep the curious at bay. Now, where were we? The net didn't hold. No! I only needed a few more seconds.
Now you have no weapons. Your gun does not harm me. I have destroyed you. Sonic device.
Miss Song!
Susan, stay back!
I couldn't stop thinking about what you said. Lloyd and Sheila, they're in danger. I can't let them get hurt because of me.
Time Lord child.
You shouldn't have come.
I brought something from the TARDIS. You said you needed...
A dimensional phase battery?
Catch Dr. Song!
So much power. The ravenous sense you, even from the present dimension. Child.
Yes! Looped into my vortex manipulator. There should just be enough power to...
Ah!
send you back.
Sheila? Is that Sheila? What did it do to her?
It let her go. No choice. I just kicked it out of our dimension.
Oh, sweet Susan, you're a good girl.
I'll look after her now. Thank you, Susan.
River, we can't open the doors. Are you all right?
Was that an explosion? Is anyone hurt?
Miss Wright and Mr. Chesterton.
Well, you better run. You don't want those two to take an interest in you. Not quite yet.
Not quite?
Just go, please.
Of course. Will I see you again?
After school tomorrow. I'll say goodbye.
What's happened, miss?
Oh, don't worry, Sheila. It'll all be fine. Ian! Barbara! It's safe! And I found a runaway lost in the dark.
So, this is goodbye.
Yeah. We're moving.
London's too quiet for us. We're going to give Birmingham a go.
Lloyd, didn't you say...
I've an auntie there. Don't know how they tracked her down. Lost her papers when she came over in the 50s. But someone found them.
I suspect Miss Song pulled some strings.
Miss Song? Oh, that's weird. I had the strangest dream. I was fighting her.
Really? I imagine that was quite exciting.
Hey, look. There she is. Told you she was a policewoman, Sheila.
Yeah, yeah. Another good girl.
Oh, I don't think she's all good. Goodbye, you two. Good luck.
Bye, Susan Foreman. Keep being weird.
I will.
Lloyd and Susan sitting in a tree.
River?
Dr. Song, did you have any luck sorting things out with Mr. Newbold?
As you can see, I've stuck with the night job for now.
The uniform certainly suits you.
Ian? In a way. But it's probably time I moved on. I was just waiting for someone. Ah, there she is. Susan, I'm coming. Wait there.
That wandering spirit again. Good luck in your travels.
And you?
Me? I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, you never know what's round the corner. Barbara, I hope you get to see those far-off wonders one day.
Me too. Take care, River. Wherever your meandering takes you.
It's been a pleasure. Mwah!
What a remarkable woman.
Yes. There are more of us about than you think.
Oh, no, I didn't mean you're
oh,
not...
Oh, Ian.
Well, here we are. How are you, you gorgeous thing? You've got a lot to put up with before he learns to drive a TARDIS properly.
How do you know what it's called? I invented the name.
Is that right? Well, it caught on.
You don't want to look inside?
I'll save it. Here, your dimensional phase battery. I even charged it. Wouldn't want you in trouble with Grandpa.
Grandfather would like you very much. Something about you reminds me of home. A family.
Does it? Well, one day you may go back. I hope you can. And I hope we meet again.
Stay with us, River. Please.
I don't want to intrude. You've got to figure things out for yourselves. That's what all good teachers realise in the end.
But you're not a real teacher, are you? Dr. Song. Any more than you're a real police constable.
I admit, WPC Pond was just a cover.
Which one's your real name?
Both. Or neither. Take your pick. Goodbye, Susan. Keep an eye on those two, by the way. Wright and Chesterton. They're trouble.
Who are you, really? Doctor... who?
Doctor, Foreman?
Did I observe correctly? You were in my yard? You escorted my granddaughter home?
I did.
Oh, thank you. She can be a cause for concern.
I know. Youngsters are always getting themselves into mischief.
Well, I appreciate your assistance on this occasion, but in future, I would rather you kept your nose out of my business.
Charmed, I'm sure. I'd look out if I were you.
Look out? Is that supposed to be a threat?
I mean, look out, because I do go for the older man.
Madam, I have no interest in what you might go for, whatever that means. No interest whatsoever.
Oh, how times will change. I'm almost tempted to steal a little kiss now, but I worry I'd be cradle-snatching.
Good gracious, young woman, and an officer of the law to boot. Good day to you, miss. Good day.
Oh, Doctor, you do have a lot to learn. And I look forward to teaching you.
Been listening to River Song, An Unearthly Woman by Matt Fitton. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, Susan Foreman, Claudia Grant, Ian Chesterton, Jamie Glover, Barbara Wright, Gemma Powell, Sheila Page and Night Stalker, Lizzie Stables, Lloyd Walker, Edward Deedy, Mr. Newbold and Mitchell, Owen Aronovich, and featuring the First Doctor, played by David Bradley. Other roles played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design and music, Howard Carter. Script editor, John Dorney. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.